Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Secretary of State John Kerry today strongly defended the U.S.'s decision to abstain from last week's U.N. Security Council vote condemning Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem.
The vote in the United Nations was about preserving the two-state solution. That's what we were standing up for. Israel's future is a Jewish and democratic state, living side by side in peace and security with its neighbors. That's what we are trying to preserve.
Well, shortly after Kerry spoke, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded.
But now I must express my deep disappointment with the speech today of John Kerry. A speech that was almost as unbalanced as the anti-Israel resolution passed at the UN last week.
Greg Myrie is international editor for NPR.org and author of the book This Burning Land, Lessons from the Front Lines of the Transformed Israeli-Palestinian Conflict. And he joins us from Washington. Greg, we heard a little bit there from both Kerry and Netanyahu. What was Netanyahu's main objection to Kerry's impassioned speech today?
Well, the Israeli prime minister said the Middle East is in flames. You have all these wars going on. John Kerry's down to his final few weeks in office, and here he is focusing on Israel, number one, and in particular the settlements, West Bank settlements that have become such a contentious issue because of this recent United Nations resolution. But Netanyahu said there are much bigger issues, and this really shouldn't be the focus of this sort of valedictory address by Secretary Kerry.
Now, both men use very powerful and pointed language today. Have we seen an exchange like this before between the U.S.'s top diplomat and the leader of Israel?
Not to this extent. Kerry went on for over an hour in his speech, and I don't recall anything like that. There were times James Baker back around 1990 when he was Secretary of State got into it with the Israelis, and there was some back and forth, and there have been friction certainly over the years. But for it to be this big and this public really is something quite dramatic.
Hmm. Well, as you mentioned, Greg, Secretary of State Kerry spent much of his speech talking about Israeli settlements and saying repeatedly that those settlements are a barrier. They're undermining any hope for peace or a two-state solution in the Arab-Israeli conflict. Now, Prime Minister Netanyahu responded to that, and here's what he said.
So I ask you, how can you make peace with someone who rejects your very existence? See, this conflict is not about houses or communities in the West Bank, Judea, Samaria, the Gaza district, or anywhere else. This conflict is and has always been about Israel's very right to exist.
So Netanyahu seemingly questioning Kerry's fundamental understanding of the conflict. I mean, there has, of course, been so much tension for quite a while between Netanyahu and the Obama administration. But to that point, the Secretary of State today said this.
In fact, this administration has been Israel's greatest friend and supporter, with an absolutely unwavering commitment to advancing Israel's security and protecting its legitimacy. On this point, I want to be very clear. No American administration has done more for Israel's security than Barack Obama's.
So, Greg, is what Kerry said a fair characterization?
Well, we could certainly say the Obama administration has done a lot for Israel and its security. But what's been strange throughout the administration has been this real disconnect between the things it has done, like recently sign an agreement to provide $38 billion over the next 10 years in military assistance to Israel, doing the Iran deal, which was designed to delay or prevent an Iranian nuclear bomb being built, United Nations vetoes, which the U.S. has done time and again. So from the Obama administration's perspective, they've done all of these things very much in the interest of Israel. Israelis have seen it very differently.
Right. So, Greg, in the last couple seconds that we have, is today's airing of grievances, that's the feeling that it had, does it have any consequence after January 20th?
It really doesn't. The Trump administration is going to come in and take a very different approach. Kerry set some markers, but his policy will be gone as of January 20th.
Well, Greg Myrie is international editor for NPR.org. Greg, thanks very much.
My pleasure.